It's a lot of niggas in the news. It's a lot of niggas in the motherfucking news. And you know what? I'm going to start off unorthodox. You know what? Hold on. Let me think. Hold on. I want to make sure I hit this shit right. All right. The first nigga in the motherfucking news is Tariq Nasheed versus Dr. Umar Johnson. Yo. Now, you know the boss back top soil was tripping off of that shit right there, man. I watched old Tariq get his shit off, his nice rant and everything for Dr. Umar. And I tried to listen to what Dr. Umar had to say and shit. And let me just say this, man. First of all, off top, man, all that, you know, I know the conscious community is a hell of a community, and all these motherfuckers do good shit, man. They so smart. Everybody know everything. Everybody, you know what I mean? When I see the conscious niggas fighting, man, that shit is funny as fuck to me, man, because that's all I be seeing, man, is the conscious niggas warring, man, like rappers and shit, man. That shit is funny as fuck, bro. But anyway, I can't really even say Tariq is like a conscious nigga because Tariq was, the Art of Mackin'. You feel me? So we can't say Tariq is just like an all-kai. He's a half and half nigga, I guess. You feel me? So I can't even put him in there with all the other conscious motherfuckers, man, because he still hold on to the, you know what I'm saying? Now, you know, Dr. Umar Johnson, man, I never did like old boy from day one. As soon as, you know what I'm saying, I heard him talking, and, you know, I heard him talking about schools, and I was feeling him on the special ed shit, man. That's a real shit, man. I been peeped at that. I was like, oh, they got a, like a little thing, how they put niggas in the motherfucking special ed, man. That shit is brazy. But a lot of them niggas supposed to be in special ed, though. Let's not get it fucked up, man. Some of these motherfuckers can't even fucking, you know, count. Can't add five, nigga. Two and three, motherfucker. So let's keep it 100. But anyway, yeah, Dr. Umar, you know, them conscious motherfuckers, man. You know, man, I don't know, man. They always suspect, you know what I'm saying? Like, when Dr. Umar had the bitch problems off top, I wrote him off right there. As soon as I heard him having complications with a bitch, of some he said, she said shit with a bitch, as soon as I heard that shit, I was like, dude is running game. He gonna run off with the money. If anybody giving him money, he gonna run off with the motherfucking money, man. Soon as I heard that shit. See, that's how my thought process is. I know I sound like a foul human being, an evil motherfucker when I'm talking like that. But that's how I think, man. I'm so, like, I don't know, man. Humanity. I'm so jaded. I just automatically, when I hear a motherfucker was, when I see a motherfucker over here talking about schools and, you know, Black history and Ra and the Black man and the Queen Mother and all that type of shit. And then, you know, then in the next thing I hear him about having some bitch problems, a bitch tripping on him because he didn't want to pay or whatever the fuck it was. Man, we know it don't have to go no further. I don't have to think no more. See, that's how it works for me, man. My mind is so efficient that once I hear that shit about a nigga, I don't think about him no more. I don't entertain none of the shit he got to say because I know he running game. You feel me? Now, you know, I didn't know nothing about Tariq putting him in the Hidden Colors and blowing him up or none of that type of shit, man. I ain't know nothing about that. But now, let me address Tariq, man. I thought Tariq went a little bit above and beyond on the threatening Dr. Umar, because you know Dr. Umar ain't gonna do nothing. You feel me? For you to be threatening a nigga for a whole show, I mean, like, calling them bitches and all kind of shit, man, I mean, you know. That was unnecessary. Nigga could have kept it simple, like, you know. Nigga could have been real calm about that, man. And been like, Dr. Umar, listen here, man. If you need that fade, if you need that, because I'm talking bad about you. I'm going to talk bad about you and your dishonesty and how you're, I think you're an evil human being for manipulating people out of their money with your fake good intentions. So I'm going to be talking about you. But if you need that fade because I am talking about you, I'm going to text you my location right now. I'm going to text you my address here in Southern California. And whenever you need that fade, you can pull up and we'll get the camera set up and we'll run that fade. You know, all that yelling and bitch, you bitch ass motherfucker, that's too much energy right there. Tariq, that's way too much fucking energy, man, for a nigga that you know is not gonna do anything. You feel me? It's like you, that me watching you go off on a nigga like Dr. Umar like that, it's like watching you go hard on a Winnie the Pooh doll on your couch. You understand me? You going off on Umar the way you did is like a nigga standing in front of the Winnie the Pooh doll on the couch and going off like that. You feel me, my nigga? So that's how that look when you go off on a nigga like that. When you know a nigga is not going to do nothing ever. You feel me? I ain't even know Umar talked tough ever. And if he did talk tough, I couldn't respond like that for no nigga, really. It's just, it's simple shit. Like, if you need that fade, I'm going to text you my location or you text me your location and I'm going to pull up and we'll run that. And that'll be that. You feel me? All that yelling and an hour, dedicating an hour to that shit. You know what I'm saying, man? We know he's a con man from when he was having the bitch problems. Right there. Soon as you heard him having bitch problems, you supposed to stop fucking with him. You know what I'm saying? Because you over here yahweeing and shit, but you got bitch problems. You feel me? Like, that's how niggas from where I'm at view shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Once you become a religious, once you duck out some shit for some religious Martin Luther King type of shit, man, you got, you know, you feel me? You gotta hold yourself up. That's why Mace out of it. You feel me? Mace around here trying to make them comebacks. Real niggas is like, hey man. That's why Mace can't never have no good music. Mace can't never have no good music. Mace Mace did some shit like, Mace did that shit like a nigga to go to prison. He was banging when he went to prison, but when he got there, it was so real that a nigga just was like, I'm being the Nation of Islam. You feel me? You know what I mean? But you really, you know, it's really because you scared, though. It ain't because you, like, really, like, religious. I'm on a motherfucking tangent talking about Mace. But anyway, see, real niggas ain't going to let Mace back in the game because you ducked out the game. You ducked out the game. You can say whatever reason. You can say you saw Satan. You can say whatever. But you ducked out the game. And then you started preaching. You feel me? I'm on a motherfucking tangent like a motherfucker, but that's how I feel about Umar. I feel like Umar, you know, when you get caught up with bitches, it's, you know what I mean? You one of them niggas. And I like y'all niggas. Y'all keep the world rotating.